This is Duchess Willow of Ebony Femdom Phone Sex with a new blog for you. Congratulations, you survived Locktober. You survived the Halloween blog train. And now it's November, or is it November? So, what do you stroke sluts think of being my personal science experiment this month? I'm embarking on a journey into ebony femdom food fetish fantasies, and I need a few toys that aren't afraid to get dirty and messy for me. But first, a word on splashing and food fetish from my perspective. My introduction to splashing was a video of a woman sitting on a cake. I have to admit, when I first heard about splashing, I knew nothing about the fetish. I thought it was a little strange, but I learned very quickly. And from what I gathered, I had already participated in splashing before ever hearing of the term. Chocolate syrup on dick and toes and other places were involved. And a very lucky man also ate whipped cream out of my ass, among other things, that night. While you won't be so fortunate, that doesn't mean we can't explore food fetish fantasies together, as the operative word here is food, and you will be doing all manner of sexy things with your food for me. So this is me, Duchess Willow, giving you permission to play with your food. There is no better month to be my pet project than November. Thanksgiving is coming, it's getting colder, and that usually means lots of food. In the past, I have not delved much into food fetish as my splashing phone sex bestie has, but I have watched and laughed from afar, and even encouraged a few subs to drink hot dog water and put sardines in their pants. I am quite ruthless in my humiliation, so I would suggest you be aware of that before you approach me for food humiliation. Now, as a quick aside for the white boys that serve me, y'all are wild with your fetishes, and I'm not going to sit here and act like I won't take full advantage of that. You lot are quite corruptible. The easiest way to start your food fetish adventure is to go into your kitchen and open the fridge. Pick your favorite food and go wild. If you have the sudden urge to fornicate with a ham sandwich, I certainly won't stop you, but I definitely want to watch. And I am going to encourage you to do something altogether disgusting with that food after you finish. I would be referring to cum eating, because if you're going to be part of my experiment, you're going to eat your cum for me. Certain foods make cum eating more enjoyable, like chocolate syrup. So, back to that for a minute. One particularly raunchy evening, I was staying over at my man's house and we decided to have dessert. Meaning I decided to have him for dessert. Fresh out of the shower, I drizzled chocolate syrup all over that dick and gave him the Gawk Gawk 3000 experience that made his toes curl. So, if you like getting your dick sucked, or you're the one doing the dick sucking, make a note that you can use chocolate syrup for the world's best blowjobs. I tend to go from linear to non-linear thought and jump around rather quickly. So let me say this. The only limit to food fetish fantasies is your imagination. Food fetish can involve a food you find erotic or a fantasy of something you always wanted to try involving food. Please keep in mind that if you decide to attempt sticking anything up your ass that normally does not belong there. I'm not responsible if your hungry, horny booty hole swallows it up and sends you to the ER. So please, if your food fetish involves anal play and phallic fixations, use something you can carve a base into and easily retrieve. I actually do have a food fetish scenario that involves food, anal, and sensory play. Have you ever heard of figging? It's when you peel fresh ginger root and insert it into your anus. You do carve a base in that. Ginger is a spice and is known to create a heating effect when in contact with sensitive areas. You would know this if you ever chewed on a piece of fresh ginger or drank ginger root tea, which is wonderful with honey for a cold. So, my food fetish fantasy is for you to quite simply go fig yourself. If you're interested in splashing sessions or any other food fetish with the Ebony Femdom, I welcome you to bring whatever wild and crazy food fetish you have with you and call me. If you like to be watched while you play, we can use Skype or Discord for a one-way cam session. You must have the app already installed and functioning properly before you call in. So if you're ready to explore your food fetish, all you have to do is dial 1-800-601-6975 and ask for Duchess Willow. That's all I've got for you for now. Stay safe and stay blessed.